Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. We all know the importance of protein in our diets, especially now with our changing shelter-in-place lifestyle. So what are the best sources of protein? Where do we turn if we wish to move away from animal proteins? For answers, we turn to Dr. Mike Roussel, named one of the top 100 most influential people in health and fitness. He serves on the advisory board for Men's Health Magazine and Shape Magazine, writes the monthly Ask the Nutrition Know-It-All column. Dr. Mike has published over 500 articles, the author of 9 books about health, nutrition, and weight loss, on the forefront of nutrition research and communications. Known for his ability to translate scientific research into relevant, understandable, and actionable strategies that get results. With tips on living an active and healthy lifestyle, Dr. Mike Roussel joining us on This Week in America. Dr. Mike, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
This is such an important topic, and in your book, Strength the Field Manual, you say the first cornerstone of a healthy diet is protein. Why is protein so important to a healthy diet and an active lifestyle?
Well, protein is so important, and why it was kind of that first pillar in when talking about how do you build a healthy plate is that research shows us that you have to have protein at every single meal. So there's kind of a time-based effect of protein. And then if you're living an active lifestyle, it's really important because you need it to help your muscles recover and repair from exercise and also to build muscle so you can get stronger.
In looking for the right protein that we really can incorporate into our diet on a daily basis, I read a study recently, and a study that shows that pistachios are a complete protein. As a nut lover, that was a report I really wanted to read and absorb. Exactly, talk about that study, if you will, and what we're talking about, a complete protein, what that means.
Yeah, so this was really a landmark study looking at plant research and protein and especially nuts and pistachios specifically. So complete proteins are proteins that contain all 9 essential amino acids. So amino acids are basically the building blocks of protein, and your body can make some of them, but it can't make others. And the ones that it cannot make are called essential amino acids because you need to get them through your diet. Now, most complete proteins are animal products like meats, fish, dairy, and eggs.
Yes.
But this new research now shows that pistachios join that mix of complete proteins, providing you with all those essential amino acids.
And I'm reading that pistachios are the only plant-based protein that is a complete protein. So this really is food that's made for us. It's almost a superfood, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. You know, there are a couple others, like soy is also a complete protein. Quinoa, which is, you know, it's kind of like a rice-based grain, that's also a complete protein. But pistachios are a unique plant-based protein because they're portable, they're easy to take with you, they're convenient, they don't require any cooking or refrigeration. So they really are a superfood. And we haven't even started talking about all the other health benefits that come along with eating pistachios in your diet.
Well, let's talk about that. We're talking about diet, but mentioning the healthy lifestyle as well. How are pistachios beneficial in a healthy lifestyle?
So we talked very briefly about how you can use the proteins in pistachios for muscle recovery and repair. But pistachios also contain antioxidants, B vitamins, potassium, and healthy fats that help fuel recovery from exercise. And there's an ever-growing body of research showing that pistachios are really good for your heart. So since they come from a tree, they're naturally cholesterol-free. And the American Heart Association has also certified pistachios as a heart-healthy snack. So they're really incredible. The research around pistachios and heart health shows that it may help reduce cholesterol levels and can also help maintain healthy blood pressure and blood sugar.
With us on This Week in America, Dr. Mike Roussel, renowned nutrition consultant, author, go-to media resource, and that's what we're doing, talking about protein, how to get more of it in our diet, the right protein, where to find it. We're talking about pistachios because of a recent survey. Let's talk about serving size. So often we find a food that's really good for us, and the serving size is like 2, and it's like, wait a minute, I can't stop at just 2. What's the serving size for pistachios?
Yeah, so that is a struggle for everyone, where you look at it and you eat something and you realize it was 4 servings. So the interesting thing about pistachios is you get more nuts per serving than any other nut. So 1 serving of pistachios is 49 nuts compared to, you know, other nuts, maybe it's going to be 12 or 22. There are also less calories per serving at only 160 calories. So you get to eat more for less calories, which is a win-win. And you also, you know, one of the things that I'm always working with clients on is slowing down when they're eating and becoming a little bit more aware and kind of mindful of their snacking. And the process of shelling the pistachios automatically gets you to slow down, and that can further help prevent oversnacking.
I want to make sure we don't have a bad connection here. You did say 49 nuts per serving.
Yes, no, that was loud and clear. 49 nuts per serving.
You made my day. Thank you. If nothing else, I've got 49 nuts out of there. I can eat slowly and go from there. You've also talked about, I've got a couple minutes left here, smart snacks. And one of the problems, and we've heard this frequently, is we eat big meals. We eat too many big meals during the course of the day. And you talk about smart snacks. I would assume pistachios fit right into that. What do we look for in a smart snack?
Yeah, pistachios do fit in as a smart snack. So things that I always look for with something that's going to be a good snack food is something that contains fat, fiber, and protein. So if you can get these three things together, it's going to help you feel more full, and which is going to help you, you know, control your appetite and maybe eat a little bit less. So pistachios are an incredible snack because they contain those three things. You also get to eat a lot of them per serving, and you can eat them a little bit slower because you have to shell them. So you can snack with them right out of the shell, or you can put them in yogurt. We also make protein bars at my house with them. There's a lot of different things that you can do to incorporate pistachios in your diet, but that fat, fiber, and protein are really key components to smart snacking.
Here's something that we really like. How important is it to have food that we really like that we incorporate into a new diet and lifestyle? And I ask that because I can lose weight for a couple of days. The problem is a month later, what's going to happen? I would assume this is something you can really incorporate and make it a part of your ongoing diet.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. So anybody can kind of grit their teeth and bear it through 2, 3, or 4 weeks of eating foods that they don't like. But what I've found and what research shows us is that if you can find a diet that you with foods that you enjoy eating, that's going to help you be consistent over the long term. And so pistachios are consistently part of heart-healthy diets across the globe when you look at what are the types of foods that healthy people eat. So they're a great snack. They should be in your diet on a daily basis. They are in mine. And they're going to promote, you know, good health and a good healthy body weight as well.
Dr. Mike Roussel, our guest on the program, we've been talking about an active and healthy lifestyle, how we can live that. Dr. Mike, thank you so much for being with us on the program. Great information. Thank you for sharing some time with us.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. And, you know, if your listenership is looking for more recipes or snack ideas, you can go to AmericanPistachios.org, and they have a lot of great resources.
And we'll have all that on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You can link on and get more information on pistachios and Dr. Mike as well. You're listening to This Week in America. We're right back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.